Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 p.m. on 98.7 ESPN and the Listen tab on the ESPN app.
There he is. That's the quarterback of the New York Jets, Josh McCown.
Josh, how you doing, man?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great. What's the feel around this team? Last year, great start. You had a really good year. What do you feel about this team so far? It's early.
Yeah, it's early. I think, you know, it's a good vibe, but just, you know, optimism around 32 buildings in the league right now. You know, everybody's excited about the season start. But for us, I think, you know, the direction that we started moving in last year and the foundation that we laid and then kind of continuity that we gained throughout the offseason, I think, was critical. And I think we're feeling that right now as far as just our chemistry. And more than anything, as we develop standards that we feel like can carry our team and the type of team that we want to be. And so... You see that playing out right now, and that's, you know, that's what you grow to every day. So it's a good vibe right now, and I'm excited about being a part of it.
I'm gonna awkwardly reach across you and adjust your microphone. So I feel like we know each other well enough.
Yeah, of course.
Now, how's that,
Josh?
Best friends.
There you go.
What's the challenge of helping grow a young first round pick and compete against them at the same time?
Well, it's obviously understanding the bigger picture. And, you know, Sam was brought into the organization for a reason. He was, you know, we traded up to 3 to get him. And so, you know, I understand that. And at some point he's going to play, you know, and you know, whenever they decide, you know, he's ready and ready to go, I want him to be able to put his best foot forward and have the best career he can. And, you know, as a competitor, you like to be out there playing. There's nothing like playing the game. So, for me, the best way that I can help myself stay on the field and play good football is I believe just sharing my experiences and my knowledge with Sam, because it keeps me sharp and talking through every situation. I think that's, you know, anything you do in life, when you start to teach it, I think that's when you step into a different, you know, kind of level of learning and mastery, so to speak. So for me, it helps me play better and you know, ultimately hopefully help Sam and bigger picture it helps the Jets. So that's what it's about.
I'll tell you what, Josh, we're talking with Josh McCown of the New York Jets. You're a better person than me. If they brought in somebody that was going to replace me, I would undermine him. I'd give him bad information. I would not help him at all.
We know. We've heard you say that.
I mean, it's
I don't know about
it
that,
takes
man.
A special person to do that.
No, I mean,
I know it's pay it forward and everything, but he might
well,
take your
no,
job.
I don't. I think you're better than you give yourself credit.
No,
you don't
I'm
know.
I'm a really bad guy.
No.
But hold on. It might feel a little differently. I'm not saying you'd ever be Michael K. evil, but
yeah.
It might be different if you were 30. Versus, you're kind of, I mean, to a certain degree, you have to feel like you're on borrowed time to a certain extent, too.
No, but I just think, for me, as a competitor, I don't know. I think you can go about two different ways. So this is, you know, I guess a way to live. And for me, it's just, I think when you're, ultimately, everybody walks in and plays in the same, you know, 100-yard field between the stripes. Everybody's got to play the same game. And so whether or not I'm withholding information from you and have my fingers crossed that you do bad, but like that, what does that do for me at the end of the night? For me, just as a person, I wouldn't sleep well.
Do you hear like, what it sounds like?
It
yeah, he's a good person. That's
it,
what it's
it
called.
Good. But at the end of the day, if I go, man, I gave him everything I knew, and he gave me everything I knew, and we went out and competed, and I outplayed him, then at the end of the night, I would sleep well. And even if I didn't outplay him, I would sleep well because I'd go, you know what? I gave everything I had to the situation. So that's really, you know, that's really the way I see it. And I think it's, you know, it's what I'm able to live with and gives me peace.
All right, now to get away from that, and on a very serious note, how important was it, Josh, for him to get in camp?
It was very important because it was just me and Teddy.
Your arm was hurting.
Yeah, I mean, it was. We were glad to see him. You know, there's nothing like reps and being here. You know, and I know there's a business side to this game and whatnot. And but you can't substitute, especially when you're going through installations, the teaching that takes place, right. And especially with the teachers that we have and our coaching staff. And so every progression of learning is, you know, you get one thing in a phase and next thing in a phase, and it's learning, and you learn in layers. And so when you miss day one and you miss day two, it's hard to go recapture that. And so I'm glad he's here. I'm glad that's over with, because you know, he didn't miss, you know, as much as, you know, it would have been obviously if it kept holding out. So so glad he's here. You know, we'll catch him up to speed as best we can and get him going.
How far behind is he?
Well, I mean, you're talking about 2 or 3 days. And again, it's in the big picture of a career, maybe it doesn't look like much. But for right now and in the progression, you know, that you'd like to take, every day is important. And, you know, it's, I think it's kind of hard to look at and go, oh, it doesn't matter, it's only 3 days. Well, you tell that to 90 guys in there who just got through working, or, you know, right. That you can't just pick a day and go, this day doesn't matter. You know, every day matters. Every day is important. And that's the stress that we put on, you know, just every rep that we do, how important it is, you know, to work, to improve. And so you don't want to throw any of that aside. And so again, more than anything, we're glad he's here. You know, in the grand scheme of things, it was shorter rather than longer. And we got him here, and we'll get going.
We had Todd Bowles sitting right here earlier, and we said, who's going to be a starting quarterback? He said, somebody's going to have to take away from Josh. How does that make you feel?
Well, you know, good. I mean, I think obviously we gained some ground, you know, working with this group last year, and we were a new group kind of all coming together. And so, you know, we put a lot of time and work and effort in, and we're able to do some good things, considering. And so, just glad that we were able to, you know, keep that going throughout the off season, and for, you know, myself, as we've talked earlier, you know, just, you know, you step into this game no matter how old you are, and you see it up the road with Tom. I mean, and guys like Drew, and those guys have had, you know, obviously very different careers than me, fantastic Hall of Fame type guys, but they're always chasing a better play the next play, you know, and to improve their play and to be more consistent. It's no different for myself. And so, you know, for Todd to say that, I mean, it just, you know, it you know, makes me feel good in that sense, but also just fuels me to keep going.
You talked about other quarterbacks who have had different careers than you, and of course you're aware of the game and how people talk about quarterbacks and the role that you play as Josh McCown. But there are a lot of people who might have had more quote unquote glorious careers whose careers ended a lot earlier, and it's pretty cool that at this stage you're still playing meaningful football. Is this bonus for you that you're getting to do this?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't trade it, but because it's made me who I am, and you're right, I'm very thankful and appreciative of that, because this is my 17th training camp, and you know, being from, you know, from a little small town in East Texas, and you know, if you'd told me I was going to play in 17 training camps, I mean, I'd have been, you know, I'd be thrilled to take one. So yeah, to be here is humbling, and I'm thankful for the journey, because it really has shaped me, you know, to you know who I am, and it's cool for me now because my son's at home in freshman in his own little training camp right now, you know.
That's so crazy.
So to be playing my other boys here up here with me now, and so, you know, to have them around, you know, watching us play and be a part of it is pretty cool. So
I saw your son. He's a mini you.
How old? Yeah, wait, how old is the one that's up here?
The one that's up here, he'll be in eighth grade, and he's 14, and the older one will be in ninth grade. So
now, I was listening to Eli Manning today being interviewed, and he said, if you're a future quarterback of a team, a franchise, you got to play in the first year, like he did, and he took over for Kurt Warner. He said, because you can't just spring him in the second year, because then it's like his rookie year again. Do you agree that at some point Sam has to play?
Yeah, I mean, that would obviously make sense, you know, and so you see how it goes, you know, and again, you know, defer to the coaches and you know, to make that decision whenever they, you know, see that's best. Like I said earlier, and it goes back to, you know, the last couple of days, there's no substitute for being out there and having experience. Right. And they're just not. And so, again, you can also point to other cases where we've got guys playing at a high level for a long time, like Aaron Rodgers, who didn't play for the first couple of years.
Right.
And Phillip Rivers, who didn't play for, you know, so there's cases on both sides, but I certainly see where Eli's coming from, and you know, we'll see how it plays out.
Any receivers stand out over the first couple of days?
You know what? I like our group top to bottom. I think we brought a really good group into camp, and you know, you're seeing different guys flash. You know, Trey McBride's flashed a little bit. Jermaine's, you know, doing what he always does. He's a consummate pro. Robbie, you know, playing at a high level. So we're excited. I'm really excited about the tight end group as well. And you know, I think going into this year, you know, just feeling like, you know, as a team, roster wise, we're in a really good spot. And we, you know, we just have more talent. And so, I think that gives us a, you know, good chance. We're excited about
what's Teddy's energy like?
Teddy's awesome, man. Yeah, he's a smooth operator. You know, he's just, he's calm and cool, and you can see he's been in, you know, been in this situation before. It's great for Sam to have a guy like Teddy, you know, who's been a first round pick and whatnot. And, you know, his journey and coming back from his knee and everything has been just, you know, it's encouraging to work alongside him every day and to have another guy who's been in it and played a bunch of games.
Does he seem physically good to you?
Yeah, heck yeah. I mean, he's making all the throws and you know, I'm excited. I'm excited for Teddy, you know, as a member of our quarterback room. And, you know, I'm just excited for Teddy as a player in general. I think he's going to be a heck of a player and for a long time. So happy he's with us. I love our quarterback room. It's really, really fun. You know, one of the more special ones I've been a part of in 17 years.
Josh, we thank you for coming by. I know you're busy, long day, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy having you.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Don't miss the guys weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 p.m. on 98.7 ESPN and on the Listen tab of the ESPN app.